What makes Evan so effective?
I mean, big, big guy, long, long arms. Can catch the ball any type of way away from his body, and whenever you have that type of size, I mean, it is very, very difficult to guard.
You got Michael Clark on your practice squad, who's about as close as you can come to Evans size-wise. How can you kind of utilize Michael throughout this week as a replica of what you might see on Sunday?
Just kind of tell him to kind of watch some of Mike Evans' film and just kind of do some of the things that he does, like with the pushing and tugging and with all the fighting at the line of scrimmage and fighting up the field.
Is the key with a guy like him to win early in the down, that way he doesn't have a sliver of hope to get the ball thrown his way because he's such a great jump ball guy?
Well, you got to win early and you got to win late because Jameis throws a lot of 50-50 balls to him, which means the guy might be covered one-on-one, but, I mean, he's just basically saying that he trusts his guy to make the play. So, it's going to be a fun matchup.
Sorry to jump back to Clark, but we were talking to Devon a little bit ago, and he was really impressed by how much he's improved since he got here. Have you noticed that he made a big progression since when he first showed up?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, you can tell that he just got back in his rhythm, just got a lot more comfortable, and it's just been showing. Jez, hopefully Sunday that we can put it together as a team.
You looking forward to wearing your cleats?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just looking forward to wearing my cleats.
I mean, you've always been really, you've at least acted very comfortable with us. And you've been, you don't, unless you've talked about it, I know you talked to Rob about it a while back, but unless you talk about it, you don't really know what you've overcome.
Yeah.
What is it, I mean, why was it important for you to make the stuttering thing your cause and get that out there?
Because just growing up, it was very hard for me. I am a very, very outgoing guy, so, I mean, that kind of made the transition a little bit more easier than probably for other kids, but I just kind of know how they feel up in their shoes to probably think that they're the only people in the world that stutter, especially if you're in a smaller town, that you might not run into nobody else that stutters. So, I mean, it just probably kind of make them feel different, and I just kind of want to spread the awareness to just kind of let the world know more about it.
On the other side, if DeSean Jackson's able to play, he's kind of a completely different receiver. What does he provide their team?
Deep ball, fast guy, lightning quick. Can run all of the routes, and he can definitely take the roof off the defense, the top off the defense.
When Tampa announced that Jameis was, how helpful is that when the team says, "Hey, Jameis Winston's going to start this week"? Earlier in the week, you guys might prepare for two different guys.
Well, I mean, I don't really take much into consideration with that. I mean, I'm preparing for both guys, and I'm gonna just see Sunday. But they really don't run the offense much different with the other guy, so Ryan Fitzpatrick.